You guys doing good? It's a good day to be alive, right?
Amen.
Amen. You got breath in your lungs, and Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Yep. I know I say that every time, but I feel like we need to remind ourselves of that constantly. There's something you need to remind yourself. You have a purpose. There's a reason why you are here and you are alive at the time that you are alive. You know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on around you, whether or not all hell is breaking loose or you've got smooth sailings, doesn't matter. Jesus still loves you, you know. And, you know, we find ourselves in trying times, you know. 2020, good Lord. If anybody says they saw this coming, they are lying to you, okay? They are lying to you. You know, at the beginning of 2020, I was like, oh, yeah, 2020 vision, we got some stuff going on here. Whew, I did not see any of this. Whew. You know, it brings new light and new feet to the verse, walking by faith and not by sight. You know, this year, you know, we've gone through some stuff. Some of us have gone through stuff. We are in a time of great distress. Some of us have seen people close to us pass away or lose jobs or just different things. We're in a time of great distress. And the thing is, we're all going through something, whether you know it or not. Whether anybody else knows it, we are all going through something. You may not see what I'm going through. I may not see all of what you're going through, but know that I know that I know we're all going through something, whether we choose to talk about it or not. And the thing I want to speak on tonight is in 2 Corinthians, in the first chapter, in verse 3. We're going to talk about something tonight. It's a word of comfort. Comfort. Okay? In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, Paul is talking to the church at Corinth, and he's telling them these words. He's saying, he starts out in this book, and he says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort." Get that, what he's saying? God is our merciful Father. God is our Father, and He is merciful. He is looking out for you, whether you see it or not. He's got you. That's what he's saying. God is our merciful Father, and He's what? The source of all comfort. See, so many times we look for comfort in what? Things or people or items. You know, we've got a thing called, and I've done it before, retail therapy. You start having a hard time, what do? Ooh, start browsing that Amazon. Ooh, maybe it's just me. Or my kryptonite is eBay. Oh, I love me some eBay. I'm not even going to lie. Because when my wife gets the mail, you know what she says? "You got another box. You got another box." I'm like, "Oh, I know." She goes, "You got another box, honey." And with that look, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? But see, we've got that. If anybody, does anybody have that? They get a little retail therapy, like to buy stuff. Or we look for comfort in other people. You know, you call up your friend, "Boy, have I got a story for you," right? Yeah? You've done that, Kayla, right? Yep. But he's saying there, in these words, he's saying, the source of all comfort should be our God. The source of comfort for Paul was God, not anyone else. It all started and ended with God. So he's saying these words. In verse 4, he says, "He comforts us in all of our troubles." Get that. All of our troubles. All of them But look at what he goes on to say. He's saying he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can do what? Comfort others. So that we can comfort others. The word comfort there, I looked it up. It is a compound word. These two Greek words, they put them together, and it means, and the two words are beside and to call. When you put it together, it's talking about calling to one's side. When he says, I'm comforting you, I'm calling you by my side. You're not behind me. You're not way back over here and I'm way ahead of you. He's saying, I'm coming beside you to walk with you. Walk with you. I'm coming beside you. See, what he's saying there is he's, I'm standing, it's talking about standing beside a person to encourage them when they're going through severe testing. So let's sum all that up right there. God comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can turn around and use that to help someone else. God uses our pain and our strife and the things that we go through to be a light to someone else. Get that. Being a light. That's what it's all about. It's to be comforted by God, but to comfort other people. See, there's a purpose to suffering. There's a purpose to the things that we go through. For those who suffer, God provides strength, and his strength becomes a resource to lead others to him. Your pain, the things that you're going through, are not in vain. Get that. The things that you go through are never in vain. Everything that happens, God can use them for a purpose. Whether you see that purpose or not, whether you understand why things are happening, know that to God be the glory. In all things. In all things. I don't know what you're going through. I don't see the things that break your heart in the middle of the night when you're all alone. But God does. And know that those things have a purpose. They have a purpose. Man. 2 Corinthians verse 4. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. When people are troubled, we can give them the same comfort. We can extend that onto them. You see, we're all in this together. It's talking about comforting other people, using the comfort God has and given to you to comfort other people. It's talking about building each other up. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 11, it tells us these words. It says, so encourage each other and build each other up. Encourage each other and build each other. It means when someone's going through something, you don't tear them down. You don't say, hey, do you know what they went through? Do you know what's going on in their life? Hey, listen to this. No, that's not what it's saying. It's saying build them up. Love them. Build together. Grow together. Because the Bible talks about us being one body, in one accord, in one mind. If we're all going to be in one body, we all have to move in the same direction. Stop pulling against each other. So many times the church eats their own. That's the only place that will kill the wounded that they have. But God tells us, do something different. Be different. Encourage each other. Build each other up. Because over and over in the Bible, it's all about love and community. Love for God, love for other people, and not going it alone. And in Hebrews 10 and 24, it tells us these words, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." This whole thing is wrapping up. This is the end times. We're getting close to the end. What does it say to do when we're getting close? It says, encourage one another. Keep it going. Love each other. Because in Ecclesiastes 4, it talks about what? 4 and 9. Two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. I know I'm spending a lot of time on that part, but I feel like we need to know that. We need each other. We're not supposed to go alone. And I've said this many times, but it bears repeating. Even the Lone Ranger had a friend. What was his name? Tonto. That'd date yourself right there. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But see, even the Lone Ranger had a friend. You don't got to go alone. Comfort other people and accept comfort from other people. See, it's easy to say, I know people that will comfort other people all day long, but then they don't accept it for themselves. It's okay. Accept some love. Accept all that love that you've been giving out. Let people give it back to you. It's okay. It is okay. All right, going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ." The more we suffer, the more God will show up. Remember that. No matter how much you go through, God is always there. And he's always bigger than the mountain ahead of you. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. In verse 6, he goes on to say, "Even when we were weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer." See, he's reiterating what he's talking about there. Paul is saying again, look, we're going through stuff. We're here for you. You're here for us. And we will, see, it says, when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. And then you can patiently endure the same things. When you've got a friend to go through it, you can keep going. When you got somebody with you, you can go so much farther than going alone. That's what he's saying there. All right. Verse 7. He says, "We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us." See, Paul's speaking from experience. He's saying, when you share in our suffering, when you go through stuff, God will be there. I'm confident. I've seen it. I saw it yesterday. I saw it today. And guess what? We're going to see it tomorrow. It doesn't matter. God only shows up on days that end in Y. Get that. He only shows up on days that end with Y. So if your day ends with Y, Kayla, that's all of them. I saw you counting it out. That's all of them. It's all of them. Okay? God is going to show up. And you know what? When he shows up, he's going to lead you through the fire again. I love that song, Tommy. All right. Verse 8 says this. "We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it." In the King James, he says these words, "For we would not, brother, have you ignorant of our troubles." He's talking to these people, and he says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I am going through stuff. The greatest thing we could admit as Christians is that we're going through something. Because see, it's so easy to put on that mask of, oh, I'm a Christian. I have no problems. Everything is hunky-dory, and I skip through fields of flowers. Do you? No. See, he's being honest. He's being honest about his struggles, about the things that he is going through. Because he says there, we were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure. He says, I've reached the end. I've had as much as I can bear. And I thought we would never live through it. You ever been there? You ever been going through something? You'd be like, God, I'm out. I can't do this any longer. See, here Paul, he was pulling back that mask. He was resisting the temptation to gloss over all the problems. So many times we want to fake it till we make it. Come in with a smile, Jesus loves us. I got no problems in the world. It's a false view of Christianity to say we don't have problems. To lie and say, I don't get mad, I don't get upset. I'm not bad. I don't do wrong things. I'm just a perfect little guy. See? I know social media gets a bad rap. There's a lot, you know, it's an easy whipping boy. But you know what? It's the truth. You ever look on Facebook and you see all the good stuff? You begin to look at it. I very rarely get on there anymore onto Facebook just because, just whatever. People, especially right now, because people throw a lot of just junk out there, right? I'm upset at this. I hate that. You know, and I'm no longer supporting this and Trump this and Biden that and all this junk. But I happened to get on there last night just for a minute. And there's this guy that I know. I don't know him very well, but we've been in some similar circles. And he put this post on there. It was a long post. Usually I just skip right by those because I'm like, nah, too much reading. I'm out. But for whatever reason, I pulled this up and I looked at it. And he began to talk about being tired. And he pulled that mask away. You know, the perfect little mask. Because he's a Christian. But he's gone through some stuff. And he said, look, I'm going through this stuff. I've had problems. See, he was honest. He was honest. He was honest with the struggles that he's going through, his divorce, all in this long thing. But at the end, you know what he put? After all the times that I've thought about ending it, I still love my God. See, just like my friend Paul here was saying, look, I go through stuff. It is okay to not be okay. We need to know that. We need to hear that. It is okay to have a problem. It is okay to go through stuff. God doesn't love us any less. It is okay to not be okay. It is okay to need help. But at the end of the day, when it's all summed up, it's okay, but we serve a God that will make it okay. We serve a God that has hope. See, that's the joy that we have as Christians. Because see, the world goes through some of this. We go through the same things that the world goes through. But we have hope at the end of the day. We know that God is with us. We know that in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Throw that up there, buddy. Romans 8. Come on. Romans 8 and 31. What can we say about these things? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? In verse 35 it says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or are hungry, or cold, or in danger, or threatened with death? Does it mean he no longer loves us when we go through stuff? No. No. It does not. It does not mean he doesn't love us anymore. In fact, in verse 38 it says, I am convinced that nothing, get that word, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. So when you're going through all hell, God's right there with you, comforting you, walking right beside you. He never left you. He's still right there. Get that. He's still right there. Nothing can separate us. And it's okay to be honest and ask for help. It's okay. Back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 9. So after all that, he says, guys, I want you to know, all of this stuff, we went through some stuff. I've been to the end of myself. Verse 9, it says, in fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God. See, it's okay to not be okay, but you never stop relying on God. That's what he's saying. He's saying, stop relying on ourselves. He's removing that attitude of self-sufficiency because you're not designed to do it alone. He's shifting his focus from, I've got this. How many times have you said that? I got this. I got this. It's shifting it from, I got this, to, what does Sam say all the time? God's got this. See, God's got this. It's reminding ourselves, reminding each other that God has never left us. Verse 10 says, and he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us. Get that. He will continue to rescue us. Did he save you yesterday? Did he save you today? He's going to do it tomorrow. All the days ending in Y. Okay, write that down, Kayla. All the days and ending with Y, God's what? He's going to rescue us. He's got this. He's going to see us through. See? Stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God. And he rescued us. And he's going to do it again. And he goes on to say, he wraps up this section in verse 11. It says, and you are helping us by praying for us. Then many people will give thanks because God has graciously answered so many prayers for our safety. He sums it up by saying, by reminding them, hey, your prayers are important. Your prayers are important. Prayers for each other. See, in James 5 and 16, what does it say? James 5 and 16 says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Saying there, be honest with each other. Be honest with each other. Tell your friend. Say, hey, I need help today. Can you pray with me? It's admitting. It's okay. We need each other. Pray with me. Because what? The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. See, there's power in prayer. when we pray for each other. We can comfort each other. We can see. So to sum all that up, sum all of this up, we're going to close with this. I want you guys to remember, no matter what, no matter what you're going through, no matter, big or small, whatever it is, God will comfort you. God will be beside you. And then, guess what? He's going to use that pain to maybe help someone else. Ah, I guarantee you, he will use everything for his glory. Remember those words. And I want to encourage you. It's okay to need help. It's okay to not be okay some days. It's okay to need someone to love you. It's okay. Accept it. It's okay. Because the one who holds the entire world is holding you. The God that created all of the stars in the heavens, he holds your whole life in his hand. He's got you right here. Don't worry. It's okay. God loves you. Let's bow our head. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. Lord, I thank you for each and every person here. Lord, I ask that you would continue to comfort each of us as we go throughout these difficult times. And help us to use that comfort that you give to us to encourage and comfort those around us. Lord, help everything that we touch to be for your glory. And help us to remember, it's okay to need help from other people. It's okay. We give you all the praise, all of the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now go forth and do good works.